listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, home of the Griff Rant. Now, here they are, your hosts, Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. It's our lucky day when you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that lucky number is 888-723-4630. That's what Ron did. He called us on that number.
He did, and he's still on with us.
So, Ron, I had a chance during the break to actually look at the manual for your camera, and I apologize. Your camera is one of those where they actually, Fujifilm combines the various options for image size with aspect ratio. So very few cameras actually tie those together. But if you're looking at your camera, my suggestion is to set yours at the medium range, 4:3 ratio, which is 2816 by 2112.
Okay.
That'll work.
That's
fine.
Great, Griff. I appreciate this, and I took up a lot of time of other people's calls, and geez, I hope I haven't taken up too much.
No,
time.
No, of course not. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, that's great. That's what I'm going to do then, and I've made some other changes according to the book. Background and stuff like that, lighting, selecting the various types of lighting, and we're going to try a few pictures and see how that works, and maybe I'll get you guys to look at them sometime in the next week or two.
Always and, happy to take.
Oh, we'll do another listing dish on you. We always love to do that.
We do.
Okay. I appreciate it. Lee, thanks for $255 tip. That's great. Griff, GoDaddy. What you said has swung me to GoDaddy.
Yay.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye, like Ron.
I think I like it.
I love Ron.
Yeah.
Yes, and Agnes, of course. I hope we get to see them this summer.
Why wouldn't we?
I hope they show up.
You hope they
at
show up.
At the eBay Open 2018 in Las Vegas from the 24th of July till the 27th.
Yes.
Stay tuned to eBay Radio. We'll be telling you more as we go through the next few weeks.
We sure will.
We absolutely will. Hey, from Salem, Indiana, Judy BSA sent us some email.
Okay.
She said, I love the new Seller Hub look, and some changes were recently made to the listings view. On the main Seller Hub page, under listings, you can click on active listings with questions. In the past, once I clicked on that link, it would take me to a page, and the active listings with questions would appear. Occasionally, a buyer or a potential buyer would ask a question. I would respond, and then the buyer would respond back again with a thank you message, unless I answered them back again with a you're welcome. The listing would still show up on the active listings with questions filter. So on the drop-down menu of actions, I could select the option marked as answered, and it would not show up on the list. That option has disappeared. Hmm. And I have listings with questions that don't need to be answered. How can I clear these off the list?
Listings with questions that need to be answered. Hmm.
Yeah, and once she answered them, she could select an option marked as answered. And so that would not show up on the list again when she pulled the list up, and that option has disappeared. And she has listings with questions that don't need to be answered.
Right. She could, has she gone through my messages and just, taking care of it from there?
What do you mean?
Well, so if you get a question from a seller, a buyer, it's going to also be in my messages. And, there's a view on the left that says all messages, and there's one that says just from other members. That's what I rely on. I actually go to that, and I can tell, or hear there are questions and messages with bold subjects, and that means they haven't been read yet. So I'll just go through those and see which ones, if any, need to be answered. But every time I open one up, it'll mark it as read. Or if you just select it with a checkbox, you can say mark as read as well.
This one, I think, was marked as answered. It was a little bit different than what you're suggesting, but you're suggesting a workaround.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to that. I don't remember ever using it.
I'm going to send this over to you, okay?
Please,
so just in case. You might be able to get some information and help her out there.
Never know.
I sent it over.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So if you'd like to send us email, you can click on the Contact Us button, and it gets to us during the show.
We hope.
We also got, we have another caller. Let's go to her. Charlotte.
Yes.
In Subiaco, Arkansas, is that correct?
It's Subiaco, yes.
I'm sorry. Subiaco, never heard of that town. Never heard of it.
There's a reason. There's like 365 of us.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
and so on eBay, you're Charkoen, is that right?
Yes.
Like Charlotte Cohen?
Cohen, Koenig Sutter, yes.
Cohen, got it. Okay. What's your question or comment today?
Okay. I've been selling since January. Working on this store. My question is, when I log on, I see a 10% off of 25 that eBay is promoting.
Say that again. 10% what?
It's a 10% coupon off of $25.
Yeah, $25 or more.
Right.
Right.
So if I run a sale in my store, can the buyer use both? Can the buyer get 10% off of me and then 10% from eBay? I don't understand how that works. Because a 10% coupon on 25 plus is on eBay, right?
Right.
They cover that 10%.
Yes, but that's
my.
It's not for every item on eBay. So those items where it says 10% coupon off on 25, it's for select items. This is the one that says tourney faves and more. Use code Play Mad on select. Yeah, that's only for selected items. Your items may not be the ones that were selected. These are pre-vetted items. So you can see if you scroll down that on the coupon page. So if you click on the header on the home page, it'll take you to this 10% coupon on $25 plus sales. And if you scroll down, it'll say, what is the promotion? This coupon is a 10% discount valid from 6 a.m. to blah, 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 and that applies to the purchase price, including shipping, handling, and taxes of an eligible item of $25 or more on eBay. Eligible items are items purchased from the sellers listed below. The discount will be applied to eligible items only and will be capped at a value of $100. If your name is not on that list, then your listings are not part of this.
Okay. But my question,
I thought that was your question.
The lady was on earlier today says there's a new big promotion coming up.
And that's nothing to do with this promotion. And I can't tell you anymore.
Our lips have to be sealed.
Right, so you're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
If my store's on sale and the buyer has a coupon code, can they use both?
I'm not sure I understand the question. So
double discount?
Well, conceivably they could, but if your item, like say there was a store-wide promotion by eBay, or a site-wide promotion, and it said 10% off. Let's just hypothetically say that. And you have items for sale in your store. You're not responsible for giving two discounts. You're not going to get a sale that shows that you have the two discounts applied. If eBay is saying we are giving a discount coupon to either select items or all items, that's money that eBay makes up, not the seller. So a seller's not going to have to eat the discount of an eBay promotion. That doesn't make sense.
Right. But if I have items that have people watching it, there's a site-wide sale that eBay is providing. Would it not be in my best interest to also run a promotion to get those items to move?
Well, I suppose, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Well, that's what my question is. If I do that, can they use both discounts? I just didn't want them to have to pick one or the other. Because a lot of sites won't let you do that. You get one coupon or the other. You either get the discount from me or the discount from eBay. You can't get the discount from both.
I don't know the answer to that.
And you
because
know,
wait. Let me make it clear here. Are you saying if you provide? I just wanted clarity because I'm getting confused by the question. If you're running a promotion where it says 25% off if you buy three, or 25% off on all my items, and you've set it up as a markdown manager sale, that's completely different from a discount coupon. There's no entering a coupon for the seller's offered discount.
Okay.
The item just is.
That is my question.
Right. Because there's no there's no coupon. Those promotions don't have, the seller doesn't issue a coupon. They're just marked down, or there's just, it's, you know, a combined discount or a shipping discount if you buy. Those have nothing to do with coupons at all.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense. That helps. Thank you.
Right. The only time I think there could be a conflict, there's one potential conflict, is if you're, if you have a codeless coupon promotion, and you're providing that to sellers, I still don't think that interferes, and I'll tell you why when we come back. They're two separate issues. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us at 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You've got listing to do. And the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Welcome back. back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Bubble wrap is our life. Call us now. We obviously need the companionship. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. Ask your eBay question and offer your eBay comment at 888-888-RADIO30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. So on the break, I had a chance to formulate, I think, what will be a clearer answer to understand. There is no possible promotion that a seller can offer that involves a discount coupon code that has to be entered into a field. So this does not interfere in any way, shape, or form with a seller's discount. They can be combined, and that's good for the buyer. The seller does not have to cough up a portion of the funds to cover an eBay promotion. eBay subsidizes those.
Did we help you there, Charlotte?
Yes, that's what I needed to know, because I was really confused myself overthinking this, I think.
Yeah, I think you might have been.
Well, the good news is it's really simple.
It's really simple. The explanation.
We had to learn
that.
I learned that along with you today, Charlotte.
The explanation may have been really, really complex, but the solution is actually
simple.
Really simple.
Charlotte, thank you so much for your call today. We do so much appreciate it.
We do.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO30, 888-723-4630. And before we go to Lynn in Schaumburg, Illinois, she is the next caller on the line. I wanted to read email we got when we were talking the other day about, it was a couple of weeks ago, I think, and we do this from time to time about how some of your friends and your family may not take your eBay business serious.
What?
You know how they think, oh, because you're just selling online, it's not a real business, and they stop by your house anytime they want to.
Oh, and, right. Aren't you cute with your little eBay things?
Right, and I have suggested things like I mentioned that, I don't know how it got into my suitcase after an eBay event, but one of those door things, you know, do not disturb.
Yeah.
Ended up in my suitcase.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing to put on the outside of your door or put it business hours are. Okay. So I gave, well, it was a particularly cute one. So I gave, advice to this. And so this person says, I think that some people look at an eBay business as a pastime, and it reminds me of those days like a friend you would only hang out with when there was no one else around. I had lost my job back in 2016 due to a layoff and have been selling on eBay since. I take this business seriously, and it should be taken serious, especially if it is your source of income.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I think people who are retired or bored at home have no hobbies or interests. They try to utilize your time to fill their empty void by making idle chatter or, in some cases, just plain outright waste your time that does not benefit you or them. And he goes on to say, I think friends and family feel that you're avoiding them or feel like you don't want to bother with them. But that's not the case. When you are self-employed and trying to make a go out of a business, it takes time and devotion. And it can be stressful at times, especially when business is slow. But you need to work at it and don't look back at your mistakes, but learn from them and move on. He goes on to say, a lot of people may think this business is on autopilot, but the facts remain when you have orders to fill, it's you. In some cases, you only. That's where your talents and skills kick in. Be good at what you do and don't worry about what others think, because at the end of the month, it's your bills that need to be paid, not theirs. Thanks for touching on this topic. I agree with you 100%. So I just wanted to bring that up again because many, especially new online sellers, go through this, Griff, with their family and friends.
I didn't know that, by the way.
Well,
I didn't.
They do.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought that that was an issue, but I guess
it is a big issue. That's why I suggest to people entrepreneurially, go ahead and have business cards. You may think you don't need a business card because you sell online.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised when that business card will come in handy. All right? It does. And it makes you look like a real business person. And there are other things you can do too because you are a real business person and you have a real business. And that's the difference there.
It reminds me of something. It brought back a slightly, I don't want to say painful, but uncomfortable memory. When I first, in 1996, that May, when I first discovered eBay, within a matter of days, I was on there day and night. And I had, friends would come into the studio and they'd ask my partner at the time, well, what's he doing over there? And he would say loudly so I could hear him, Oh, he's doing this stupid little eBay thing. It's his little pastime now. He spends 90
hours.
There
you have it.
So, yeah, I remember that.
And where are those friends now?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
What?
You're the spokesperson for eBay Incorporated.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
A big company.
I wouldn't go that
That's
far.
That's how you ended up. Your little hobby, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I did, huh?
Lynn from Schaumburg, Illinois, known as DaisyDog62 on eBay. Lynn, what's your question or comment today?
Hi, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
My question is regarding the free shipping, or free return shipping, I should
yes.
say.
Yes, okay.
If I start implementing that now, I've been told two different answers by merchant support here. If I start trying that out now, am I offering free returns to international buyers at this point?
There's no separation right now, I believe.
Okay.
So you'd have to wait till that happens in late May or early June.
Okay. So if I've added it to a few items, which I don't get a whole lot of returns, but say somebody in the UK buys something, decides they don't like it, wants to return it, I would right now be stuck with paying the return shipping the way it is right now?
If you're not shipping through GSP, yes.
Okay. Okay. Then person number two actually answered that correctly for merchant support.
Well,
so
that's a relief.
You know. I know they don't know everything, but...
How's the weather in Illinois today, Lynn?
It is blue sky and sunny, but cold as the dickens.
Mm-hmm.
I just spent
cold as a witch's dickens.
So I am really... I was going to say that, but I didn't want to, so...
Yeah.
Lynn, thank you. Always great to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
On eBay Radio.
We hope we helped.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Griff, look what's hopping down the bunny trail. It's the first retail moment of springtime.
Well, here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Easter falls on April 1st this year, and you'd be a fool not to take advantage of this springtime retail moment. List your most spring-fresh inventory, such as anything flowered, pink, yellow, or green. Then hop on over to Promotions Manager and create some spring marketing campaigns. Send a codeless coupon for X% off certain items to repeat buyers and your store newsletter subscribers. If you don't usually offer free shipping, try it on selected listings. Consider bundling slow-moving or related items. If you're top-rated and or an Anchor Store subscriber, you've just received your Q2 promoted listing credit, so consider putting that to good use as well. Now get ready for an Easter parade of shoppers.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Now there's a basket full of foolproof tips. I could write a sonnet.
Okay.
What? That's from one of my favorite movies. I watch it at least once a year around this time of year. What's the movie?
I have no idea.
I could write a sonnet. What movie did that?
Easter Parade.
That's it.
Easter Parade. Yeah,
that's
I knew
it.
That.
Great movie.
I knew that.
So it's time to use your Q2 promoted listings credit.
Okay.
And remember, you can create promoted listings campaigns for single quantity items, too. Top-rated sellers receive a $30 promoted listings credit each quarter, while anchor-level store subscribers receive a quarterly $25 promoted listings credit. Top-rated anchor store subscribers receive both. To utilize your credit, simply start using the promoted listings program. Your promoted listings credit will be reflected on your invoice within 30 days. You just go to ebay.com/promoted listings.
Slash.
So I'm looking on the chat board.
Yeah.
Griff Lee, any idea when eBay will announce the date of registration for 2013 eBay Open? No, we don't know.
2013 Open?
2018, I'm sorry.
Well, I can tell you the date for that registration if we get in the Wayback Machine.
That's right. We didn't have an eBay
Sherman.
Open then. It was an eBay, I think it was a...
Radio Party.
Radio Party, exactly. So they've already announced the dates, of course, July 24th to the 27th. But the location has not been announced as yet.
That's correct. And I would caution anyone about making assumptions about the location.
Okay. Because some people are. They have made many assumptions.
Right.
Don't make assumptions.
Don't make assumptions.
Okay. So that's going to take place, we know, July 24th to the 27th. And it is in Las Vegas. But we don't know where.
Right.
At this point.
You can be sure it's in Las Vegas.
Yes. They did mention that last year, so that's how I know that.
I can give you a little hint.
Yeah, give us a hint.
At the risk of losing my job.
Yeah, give us a hint at the risk of losing your job.
So you'll be a little closer to the airport.
Yes. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Closer to the airport.
Don't ask me. Why are you even thinking about asking me?
Closer to the airport.
Right.
I think I know.
Well, don't say
I'm not going to say a word, but I think I know. And I have, if it's what I think it is, I've stayed there before.
I think you've stayed everywhere.
I stayed there when it was brand new, as a matter of fact.
Well, you assume you know what we're talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Closer to the airport. Yeah. Okay.
Closer to the airport.
Closer to the airport. Okay.
Yeah, if any of you have a map, then you might very well think that's a little more south than where we were last year. And if you thought that, you might be correct.
But
I don't
you
know.
Might
I can't
not.
Say. You might not.
Yeah. That's right.
You could be completely wrong.
Okay. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Can you please listen for a moment to this, please? Oh, when we come back, I have something.
I was going to say, you mean the outro music?
No.
Heard it before,
yeah, listen
Dave.
To the outro music.
This segment's been brought to you by Stamps.com. Join the fun, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices, so we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top 5 reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software, with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient.
You can purchase postage and print labels anytime, 24/7 for domestic and international. 4. Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And 5. We're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Listen while you list.